You's a bitch, and I'm ain't. And I wanna whoop your ass.
Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman, every night, right after Likas, 3 hours a night is all we ask. 520-9710, 888-520-9710, filling in for Tim Conway Jr., slamming Sammy Phillips on Martin Luther King Day, where we will play the I Have a Dream speech. We're not just going to play the little clip you hear on the news stations. I have a dream that one day we'll be judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin. No, no, no. We're going to play the whole speech. So, you know, there are 365 days a year, and we goof off and do all sorts of stupid stuff on 365 days. We're going to take one day that we had off, most of us had off, and before you put your head on the pillow, or as you put your head on the pillow.
Or maybe driving home.
Well, how about this? Little weed?
Oh, yeah, I like the little weed, or a lot of weed.
How about this? Weed, head on the pillow, listen to Dr. King.
I can't think of any other way I'd rather spend today.
Yeah. Wrapping up. And you didn't have
Well, other than sitting next to you, dude.
Well, you're a sweetheart. Yeah. And you have to work today. You had the day off. Weed, head on pillow, radio turned up nice and loud, Dr. King. Okay?
Perfect way to end a day.
And a show, I think.
And yes.
And a radio show on Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Joanne in Los Angeles is on Free FM, and she's been holding for, my goodness, going on an hour. Hello, Joanne.
Mr. Whitman, I truly hope.
Please call me Brian, madam.
Mr. Whitman, I truly hope that you don't wait for the heart attack.
Please call me Brian, madam.
Brian Whitman.
Now, I'm asking you to call me Brian. I've politely asked you to call me Brian.
She's being polite by calling you Mr. Whitman, though.
No.
All right, Brian. I truly hope that you don't wait for the heart attack. I hope that you'll do the world a favor and go home and stick your head in the oven and turn on the gas.
What?
Well, you're a compassionate woman.
Wow, Joanne, that's not very nice.
There is no excuse for abusing an underling on the air the way you did to Jerry earlier.
Uh-huh. Are you banging
Jerry? Thank you, Joanne.
I have heard you do this before.
Are you banging Jerry?
I don't know him, but I know he's a human being.
Yeah, and you know what I know that you are? A single woman.
Pardon me?
I said, I know what you are. I paused, and then I said,
look, I'm a
single woman, because you know what? If any man put his head in the goddamn oven, it was your mother effing husband.
Oh, my goodness.
You are a donkey's hind end.
Sweetheart, if any man on this planet decided to put his head in a flaming hot oven, it was your poor, may God rest his soul, husband, after probably 30 hellish years with you on this goddamn planet, you bitch.
You treat your underlings like dirt, and you do it so badly that it even shows on the air. If this is the way you treat people on the air, what do you treat people like in private?
You should know what I treat people like in private. You have no idea what I'm like in private.
And to call
up, she sounds like she's kind of crying.
Sweetheart,
you are so cruel.
You know what? To call up, I have given. Don't you tell me I'm cruel. I have given. Shut up. I've given Jerry Wischofsky more free things and more money.
So he should take your abuse.
No, Sam, be quiet. Let me tell you something, Joanne. You don't know anything about my private life.
Sweetheart, I know enough about your
you know what?
Life,
you have 2 ears. You have 2 ears and one mouth. So listen more than you speak.
Oh, I've
okay.
Been listening all night.
All right. Well, I know you listen. You don't miss a minute of this show. I'm going to tell you something. You know what? I'm going
to
tell you something. You don't know. You effing bitch.
I was going to say.
She doesn't know what I do in my private life. She doesn't know what charities I give to. And to call up with her little female voice quivering because you're abusive to your underling. Any man, I'll tell you what, I'll make you this promise, Joanne. All we have to do is get married. All I'd have to do is spend 6 weeks under the same roof as you, and your dream would come true. I'd turn that oven up to 600. Oh. I'd make sure it got nice and hot. I'd put the light on so you'd see my dead head inside the oven on a baking pan. You bet I'd shove my head in the oven if I was married to you, you skunk.
Okay. Wow. Okay, Whitman. I understand that you got very upset there because nobody likes to be attacked. I think Joanne, because I was trying to listen to her. She sounded like she was crying. I honestly think...
I don't care
if she was crying. Let me make my point.
She told me to go commit suicide.
No, I know. That was very terrible, and she had no right to say that, but what I...
And I'm a clinically depressed person. You don't tell a clinically depressed person to go put his head in the oven. I should do it tonight, and when you hear that on the air tomorrow night, you effing bitch, I hope you feel as...
Why would you give her the satisfaction of killing yourself so she would feel bad?
Okay. F her.
No, wait. Let me just say something. As a neutral bystander, what I picked up from her, because she held on for like literally an hour to make that point to you.
She has no life.
Well, I think you kind of touched a button when you said she was a single lady, because clearly only a single lady would be hanging on for an hour to make that point. But she sounded sincerely upset. And what I think is Joanne is a victim of abuse. She took it personally. She
sounded like a lovely young woman.
Every night on this show, whether it's Jerry Wischofsky or me, and many times it's me, people are abused on this show. So I will simply say on behalf of my partner, Tim Conway Jr., if listening to and hearing other people being abused triggers ugly memories of abuse that you suffered in your own life, find another goddamn radio station to listen to, because there's abuse left and right. We dehumanize one another on this show, and that's what it's about. If your skin is that thin, go listen to the Yahoo they have on KFI, or listen to the Nuts they have on KRLA.
I have a question.
Or go listen to Go Country and strum along with Carrie Underwood. But don't call me and tell me how to do a radio show. And this idiot, Jerry Wischofsky, with all the F-ups he's made in the last 2 years, he's lucky he's still sitting there.
He even has a job. Right. But you don't yell at Gina Grad, right?
Because Gina's more competent.
She doesn't F up. She doesn't screw up anything. Have you ever yelled at Randy Wang like that?
No, he's more competent than Jerry.
He's yelled at Randy Wang 1,000 times like that, please.
I haven't yelled at you like I... When was the last time I yelled at you, Randy?
We got a break, by the way, soon.
Shut up, Jerry.
The last time you yelled at me, actually, was when you were hosting with Sam, and you yelled at both of us because we were playing... Too many sound effects for you.
But I didn't yell like that.
Yeah, you did. Right. You got real pissed.
It seems the common denominator is me, folks. Like, it seems when you sit with me, do I make you pissed off? Is it me?
No.
Okay, because I love you so much, I would never want you to be mad at me.
I love you, too.
Okay, good.
I didn't come in here tonight to talk to that woman on the phone. I shouldn't have taken her call.
Joanne.
I should have let her sit there, because she would have sat there in her own misery. She would have sat there to the...
Through Martin Luther King's speech.
She would have sat there through the rerun of Lycus at 3 o'clock in the morning to get on the air. Because the life is empty. Single woman. You notice she didn't confirm that. You know what that means? Two syllables. Single.
I thought the only nice thing, I don't like what she said to you, Brian, but I it's sweet that she tried to stick up for Jerry. You know, people feel bad for little Jerry, but Jerry brings it all on himself. They don't realize that, the people.
Oh, it's all my fault, I know.
All right, when I do have the massive heart attack, I hope that Joanne of Los Angeles remembers that call. In fact, on the night I have the massive heart attack, flag that tape, will you? So the night Tim has to come in here and
do your eulogy.
And do my eulogy and tell the audience I've had a massive heart attack, I'd like to play that tape. And Jerry, by the way, let me ask you this question. And I never do this. I never air my good deeds. I never air my good deeds. Have I ever been to Benihana and not come back with a $100 gift card for you?
Wow.
Jerry, have I?
You've brought me those gift cards before, yes.
About how many times?
A couple that I can remember, at least.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how many times you go to Benihana, but you've definitely done it several times.
Every time I go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's how much he thinks about you, Jerry.
Yeah, so I don't need to be lectured by Joanne.
And if you can get one, if you can go there, like, in the next week or so, that'd be...
$100? I'll give you $100 right now.
I'm just kidding.
$100?
He's got a fat wallet over here. I'm looking at all the cash. Can I have $100 since you're waving money around?
You want $100? I'll get $100.
I'd like $100.
Gina needs... Can I take $100 out of there?
Get off me, guys.
Look, there's a whole pile of hundreds here.
Climb on me. Get off me. Ow! Don't climb on me. I can't. Well, Danny Bonaducci is now doing every afternoon his own show here on Free FM from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m.
Really?
After Yes, Danny, that is correct. Right after Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and before Tom Likas, you get an hour of broadcasting Bonaducci here on Free FM. It's going to be a great show, and you don't want to miss it, my friend.
Right up!
Please, hold on just a second. When the caller's responding to me or I'm saying something to the caller, stop playing audio clips because you can't hear the goddamn call!
Yeah.
Thanks, Martin.
I mean, I'm talking to everybody!
I'm not playing any clips. I'm just sitting here.
I know, but in the event you come across a clip, don't play it when a caller's talking or the host is talking. God damn it.
It's all Randy Wang.
Well, stop doing it. I'll chop your hands off.
Or something else.
I will, or I'll break every finger on your hand. You'll be hitting drops with your elbow. You'll be like that guy from the movie My Left Foot. In order to ruin a bit, you'll have to use your left foot. All right. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman every night right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM. So,
yes, my Whitman.
Every night we abuse Jerry Wischofsky.
Every single night?
Yeah, just about. Jerry, would you say Tim and I abuse you every night?
Yeah, and it's less than half the time it's deserved, but
is there extra pay?
I'm not asking for 9 other conversations to break out here. I'm just asking one conversation with one answer, hopefully, Jerry. Is it about every night that Tim and I abuse
Yes,
you?
Every night.
Okay.
Is there extra pay? Is there hazard pay in that?
No, there's not. Hmm. Anything different about the abuse that I leveled at you tonight?
Not really.
That Joanne responded to. Any difference in terms of abuse comparing tonight?
Well, today it was actually a little magnified for some reason.
Well,
maybe I don't know why. I don't know if that's because we're here today or what.
You should know why. Because it's the Conway and Whitman show. Tim is not here. Everybody is required to step up a little bit. It's obvious.
You're always meaner when you're in the captain's chair, dude.
No, I always expect more. No, don't all shake your heads. I expect more from each and every one of you, with the exception of Gina. She's the only one who...
Gina's perfect.
She steps up.
Gina has the highest degree of professionalism.
Gina's perfect.
I expect more from you guys when Tim's not here for obvious reasons. If you don't understand that, then there's something wrong with both of you.
I still don't really exactly know what I did wrong, but all right.
I don't either. I don't remember either. But do you understand this concept? And Randy, why don't you get your fat head over by the microphone and see if you have an answer to this question too?
Don't call me fathead.
Do you understand?
You're the fathead, Whitman.
Do you understand why I would require more from you, or want you to, quote, step it up, to use a sports
analogy
term? Do you understand why I would want you and Jerry and Gina to step it up on a night that my co-host Tim is not here?
Yeah, but that says more about you than it does about us.
No, it doesn't, Randy.
Yeah, it does, Brian.
No, because
you become extremely abusive when you're in the captain's chair.
No, because you're a part of a support staff. How did I abuse you tonight, Randy?
Well, you seemed to get really pissed when we didn't alter the Gary Glitter clip the way you wanted it.
Right, because I gave you a suggestion on how to do a comedy bit.
Or direction.
Right. And do you know something, Randy? Let me talk to you for a second about comedy bits.
And also, Brian is in charge. No, but you are the king.
No,
you are
me.
The king of comedy, and
he's
you are
the king
in charge.
Of the damage.
Excuse me. When I give you advice on a comedy bit, I would recommend maybe you take it. How old are you?
I'm 22, Brian.
Okay.
Old are you, Whitman?
I have been in this business for...
Longer than
I'm
he's 33. Alive.
I'm 33. When Randy was born, I was being paid to do comedy bits on the radio.
There you go.
On the day, what day were you born?
August 5th, 1985.
Right. I was being paid to do comedy bits on the radio on August 5th, 1985. So if I give you a suggestion on a Gary Glitter bit.
You should take it.
You know what? You shouldn't argue with me, and you shouldn't have this anger toward me. You should just...
I don't have any anger. You're the one who got mad.
You kind of have an attitude sometimes, Randy.
Randy, you should just... And this is all I need. You can turn off Randy's microphone. You should just take the effing suggestion.
Sometimes I'll run an idea by Randy when he was working on The Single Life. Like, a good topic idea I loved. And I'd go, hey, buddy. He's like, what are we going to talk about tonight? I'd go, X, Y, and Z. He'd go,
eh. Randy's fine.
I have to express my opinion. My opinion is, yeah, the topic you threw at me sucked.
Who are we talking to now?
I'm talking to Sam.
You're not allowed to have an opinion.
Well, then why do you ask me? Why do you call me 2 hours before your show says, Randy, pick a topic for me?
No, you guys.
No, I don't say it like that.
You guys.
Yeah, and you even call me. I don't even work for your show anymore. You still call me.
Randy.
That's because I like you. But I'll stop calling
you. If you don't want my opinion, why do you ask me for it?
Randy.
Yes, Daddy?
This is the last thing I'm going to say to you. If I give you advice on a comedy, bit, trust me, in my life, I've had three jobs. I was a cashier at a supermarket, I delivered newspapers, and I've done comedy on the radio.
For 30 years.
So, 22.
Okay.
So don't you think that it would be in your best interest to take my advice if I gave you a hint on a comedy bit?
Yes, I usually take your advice. For that particular bit, I thought it was better if it ended really quickly.
Okay, and do you want to know something? And I say this to you...
with a lot of love?
No, with a high degree of truth and honesty, and may God strike me dead if I'm lying.
Wow.
I haven't thought about that Gary Glitter bit. When did we run it? At 9:05?
Yeah, it was really early. Yeah.
I haven't thought about it in an hour and 17 minutes. So if you think I'm mad at you walking around thinking about that dumb bit that you did an hour and 17 minutes ago, you're nuts, dude.
Yeah, I'm the nuts one.
I'm not thinking about the bit that you did an hour and 17 minutes ago.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Daddy.
That nut Joanne's back.
And furthermore, let me ask Gina. Maybe she seems to have a head on her shoulders that's not...
rotating 360 degrees.
Yeah, that's not swinging around. If Tim isn't here, or if I'm not here, or if they're doing the Siegfried and Roy show in Las Vegas and Roy is attacked, mauled by a tiger and can't make it, would it be unreasonable to expect the support staff to step it up a little bit?
Not at all.
And I ask you that sincerely. Would it be unreasonable?
No, I think we should step it up every night, but I hear you. We got to be a little bit tighter when...
Conway or Whitman
is
out.
When we have a loose... Yeah, exactly, of course.
Right. You're right, Gina. You're going to go places in this business, sweetheart. Joanne is back on the phone, and I don't know that I want to talk to Joanne. because all Joanne does is irritate me. She called Gina, and I believe she was crying. Well, Gina can tell you I didn't talk to her.
Yeah, how was she when she first called you?
Was she crying?
The first time she called, she was a little shaky, but she seems like she's kind of gotten it together now.
Right. Okay. To do what? To have a conversation similar to the last
possibly
one?
Possibly an apology. I'm really not sure.
Oh.
Can we break first?
Sure. If she really wants to talk to me, she'll hold on. Cherry wants to take a break.
Hopefully Joanne apologized, because that wasn't very nice about putting the head in the oven. You shouldn't wish that on anybody.
Well, to tell a clinically depressed person to shove his head in the oven. And by the way, I shouldn't play the victim. To tell anybody to put their head in the oven is a pretty sick thing to do. And to tell me...
It just means spirited.
Well,
a little.
You know, to say, you know, don't worry about having your heart attack this year. Before that happens, just stick your head in the oven. Really, it
wasn't the nicest thing.
Wasn't no, sure. No. Let's call it what it is. It's a real nasty, mean thing to say to somebody. And
I say she's a victim of abuse, and she took it out on you.
And when I hear someone like Joanne talking to another human being that way, you know what I think when I hear Joanne? I think to myself, who raised her? Who raised a person who would speak that way to another?
Her parents. Maybe.
The question's rhetorical, Sam.
Oh.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. The full entire I Have a Dream speech, because I think we all need to hear it.
I have a dream!
Coming up on Martin Luther King Day night. On 97.1 Free FM.
Brian Whitman is a very talented sidekick. Brian Whitman is a better sidekick than Danny is, but I don't think for a hot second that Brian Whitman would be a better host than Danny Bonaducci.
It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman filling in for Conway, Sam Phillips, with that kind of sexy, smooth, wave-sounding music. We use that only when Sam's here, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that in honor of me or Martin Luther King?
No, we're going to remember Dr. King in a few moments.
Yeah, we are.
We have on the line Joanne, who I had a verbal meltdown with a few minutes ago. Now, Joanne has called back. Joanne, in case you're wondering... she called a little while ago, and I screamed at her, and she screamed at me. She started it when she told me not to wait for the heart attack, because at ConwayandWhitman.com it says, will Brian Whitman have a heart attack in 2008? And people say 46% say absolutely, 25% say of course, 16% say yes, 13% say definitely. No one says no, I won't, in fact. So Joanne says, don't wait for the heart attack. Just go home and shove your head in the oven.
And turn it on.
Right. And
she made that comment because she didn't like the way you were speaking to Jerry, your underling here.
Right. And I wouldn't call Jerry an underling. I'd call him a team player, a member of the team. The term underling, Joanne should know, is kind of in and of itself an offensive term. So anyway, I screamed at her. I called her a lot of nasty names. She called me a lot of nasty names. And now she's called back.
And she hung up on you, by the way.
She hung up on me, and now she's called back.
Which is nice.
And we're going to go round robin here, and we'll see if anybody's right, and there'll be a little prize if somebody's right. What do you think is the reason, very quickly, for her callback? Sam Phillips.
She is calling to apologize because she listened to everything that we said afterwards, and she feels bad.
Gina, why is she calling?
I'd like to think she's calling to apologize.
Jerry, why is she calling back?
To say that she wants me, dude. Why else?
Randy Wang, why is she calling back?
To get Jerry's number.
Joanne, why are you calling back?
Well, it's not to apologize.
Oh, damn.
Sam, first of all, let me tell you, I only listen to this show when you're on or there's nothing else on the radio and I want to hear the radio.
Wow.
I enjoy Sam.
I appreciate that, Joanne, but Brian is one of my best friends. If you enjoy me, you should enjoy Whitman.
It's really big of me to sit here and listen to this, because you do owe me an apology.
Well, let's hear you apologize to them.
I don't have anything to apologize for, and why don't you mind your own business?
Brian.
You sound like an old woman who is in everybody else's business. And you know what? You hung up on me. I'll return the favor.
Wow.
We're done with Joanne.
I guess there is going to be no coming to a middle ground.
No, we're done.
No. Okay.
Johnny on the 101 freeway is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Johnny.
Turn down your radio, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Sam, what's taking over?
Turn the radio down. Go ahead.
I got it down. So check it out, man. So I was listening to you talk to, your little McLovin Jerry guy there. And I don't know, man. I've been out of town for a couple of months because of the writer's strike. And I just got back in. And I thought, I don't know, maybe it sounded like it rang a bell and I'd heard it before. And I realized that 2 months ago you were talking to little twink Jerry. But it wasn't you. It was Tom Likas talking to you. And you just pulled the script and you're reading Likas's words.
Oh,
actually, talking to you.
You know what? I don't think Tom has ever been as mean to me as I've been to Jerry, in fairness.
And I'm not a twink either.
You sure there's not a little Likas replacement psychosis going on there?
Oh, could be. In psychoanalysis, maybe that could be determined. Yeah.
Oh, right. You're playing it out because...
Yeah, I think I'd have to be analyzed. Thank you for that call. What did he call you, Jerry?
A twink. That's a real original
term
for a gay guy. Yeah.
Well, that means that you're young and...
It means I'm gay, he was saying.
Well, but it means you're a young gay man that has a hot ass.
Well, yeah.
That's a twink. Who
of
also
course
gets,
that's what I am.
Believe
and,
me.
Also, you get paid for your
believe
ass.
Believe me, he ain't a twink.
Yeah, well, true.
Conway and Whitman, we are live on 97.1 Free FM.